In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today we have the feast of Saint Peter Celestine, and Saint Peter Celestine was the Pope, and as you have learned, the Pope is the leader of the Catholic Church and the successor of Saint Peter. It was on Apostle Peter, on his own vicar, that is the substitute, on which Christ established his church. And it was on Peter whom the Christians were obliged to be obedient. All these troubles, wars, and other calamities which we have in our today's world are really the result that the people broke away from the church, from the papacy, from the center of obedience. There was an important Englishman named Cardinal Manning who wrote in the 19th century, "It was a dignified obedience to bow to the vicar of the Son of God and to remit the settling of their griefs to one whom all wills consented to obey." So the Pope is truly high dignitary, to whom all the Christians should heed to and listen very carefully what he says and to give obedience. And our today's saint, Saint Peter Celestine, the follower of Apostle Peter, the successor of the Apostle Peter in church leadership, he was also named Peter. But he couldn't even think of calling himself another Peter when he was Pope. So he chose the name Celestine when he ruled as the leader of the church. In fact, for over 1,000 years, whenever new Pope has been elected, he has always taken the name of one of his predecessors. And so our today's saint, Saint Peter Celestine, was baptized as Peter. He lived in the 13th century, and he was one of the 12 boys of a very holy and pious couple. And when the father died, the mother saw that of all of her 12 boys, Peter was most inclined to studies, so he was sent away to get good education. But when he was 20 years old, Peter decided to retire from the world and to serve God alone as a hermit. He was then later ordained a priest, and he established his own monastic order of monks called the Celestines, which spread all over Europe. And when he was already an old man, about 70 years of age, the church was going through very difficult time. The Pope had died, and over 2 years had passed, and the cardinals, whose job was to elect the Pope, still had not chose the successor as the church's leader. So even though Peter lived in recluse, away from the world, he felt that he needed to go out and travel to see the cardinals, and tell them that they have to get organized and choose the new leader of the church, the successor of Saint Peter. But then, after Peter had delivered this grave warning of his, the cardinals had an idea that here was the perfect candidate. He is a pious, well-respected, almost like a saint, and even named Peter. He would be a great pope, so they chose Peter as the new leader of the church. That was not what he had expected, and he tried everything he could of avoiding this honor. But the cardinals had made their mind. Peter would be the next pope. So this hermit, who was so modest and poor, was gloriously crowned in the presence of many kings and princes. He had to found another name. He couldn't call himself Peter II, so he chose the name Celestine, because he always thought celestial, that is, heavenly things. Saint Peter Celestine was now the Pope, but he was quite unhappy in this high office of his. Being a Pope is really the loneliest job in the planet. You children, to whom you go if you have troubles or sorrow? You go to your parents. Where do your parents go for advice? They go to a priest. To whom does the priest go with his worries? He goes to his bishop. To whom can a bishop go? He goes to the Pope, the leader and prince of all the bishops of the world. But the Pope, he is the highest leader and authority in the Church. There is no one above him anymore, so to whom he could go with his own worries? So you can see why Saint Peter Celestine was quite sad. So he decided that he would not want to be Pope anymore. Everybody tried to prevent him from resigning the papacy, but this time he stood firm. He laid aside all his pontifical robes and ornaments, put again his religious habit of a monk, came down from his papal throne, and cast himself at the feet of the assembly. He then begged the cardinals to choose another pope who would do a better job than he. Dear children, today's saint, when he ruled as the leader of the Catholic Church, he had so many difficult responsibilities that they made him very sad. I guess nowadays you would call that a burnout. So he is a good saint to pray for in your own difficulties. We all get so busy sometimes that we forget to pray or wrap in our sorrows, forgetting that our Heavenly Father is always there for us, both in our joys and in our sorrows. Saint Peter Celestine is then a good saint to ask intercession for you. His life teaches us that if we feel sad in this world, don't let it depress you. Your true home is in heaven, in celestial glory, from where Saint Peter took the name Celestine. After all, our Lord and our Lady too had to go through lots of sorrows, but they are now in heaven, and there will we end up as well. We will also enter in our celestial home if we stay loving and obedient children of the Holy Mother Church, who, through its bishops and priests, is always there to help us. Saint Peter Celestine, pray for us. God bless you.